Now, boys and girls, we look again at that man Moses who turned aside in the desert to look at that strange sight. And the strange sight, of course, was that bush that was burning. But although it was burning, it never burned away. Now, of course, a bush burning in the wilderness in Midian, in the desert of Midian, that wouldn't have really been a strange sight itself, because a very, very hot place. And the bushes became very dry and very hot. And sometimes they did just burst into flame. And so when Moses was walking along, perhaps he saw that bush bursting into flame, but he wouldn't have thought very much about it. But then as he looked back and he looked back, it was burning and burning, but it wasn't burning away. And you know, when something burns, it comes to that point where it burns away and then it's no more. But this bush wasn't burning away. And so on account of that, Moses said, I'll have to turn aside. I'll have to go and see what this strange thing is. And you remember then as he approached near that bush, that God spoke to him out of the bush and said, Moses. And then he told him to put off his shoes from off his feet, for the ground on which he was standing was holy ground. And what God was going to do, of course, boys and girls, was this. He was now going to speak to Moses, and he was going to send Moses back into the land of Egypt in order to deliver the children of Israel from their slavery in the land of Egypt. You remember God had promised to do that. He had promised to do it to Abraham and then to Isaac and then to Jacob. And so now the children of Israel, although they are in slavery in the land of Egypt, because God has promised that he will bring them out of that land of Egypt and into the land of promise, the land of Canaan, now God is going to do that through Moses. Moses had been born, you remember, that baby who was put in the River Nile in that basket. And then how he had to flee from Egypt. And he went to Midian. There in Midian, he had become a shepherd. And now when he's in the wilderness looking after a sheep, now, of course, God comes and God speaks to him. Now, let me tell you then some of the things that happened that day. When Moses, of course, heard God speaking to him, Moses was afraid. He didn't want to go back into the land of Egypt, because you remember, of course, Pharaoh was after him in the land of Egypt. So God was going to strengthen him so that he wouldn't be afraid. And here's what God did first of all, boys and girls. He said to Moses, Moses, what is that you have in your hand? And what Moses had in his hand, of course, was his shepherd's crook, his shepherd's rod. And Moses said, well, it's a rod. It's what I use to tend my sheep with. Well, said God to Moses, take your rod and throw it down on the ground. And when Moses took his shepherd's rod, boys and girls, and threw it down on the ground, as soon as it hit the ground, it turned into a great slithering snake. You know what Moses did? Moses jumped back because he was frightened. I'm sure any of us would jump back if we suddenly saw a snake appearing before us. And Moses really was no different than any of us. Moses was afraid of serpents. Moses was afraid of snakes. And Moses jumped back. And then God said a thing which really was a very strange thing. God said to Moses, now Moses, stretch out your hand and lift up that serpent by the tail. Now, that was a very strange thing to say, because anybody who works in a zoo or works with animals or anything else, they would tell you that you never pick up a snake by the tail. You always pick up a snake by the back of the neck, because you see, if you pick it up by the back of the neck, pinning it down, first of all, it can't get round to sting you. And here was God telling Moses to pick up that snake by the tail. And of course, as soon as Moses would have put his hand on the snake's tail, the snake would just have turned on him and attacked him. But what God was doing, he was testing Moses' faith, Moses' trust in him. And Moses did trust God and did have faith in God. And although no doubt he was frightened, he put out his hand, he caught that serpent by the tail. But as soon as he caught it by the tail, God caused it to be turned back into the shepherd's rod once again. But you see, he was testing him on the one hand, but he was strengthening him on the other, because he was showing him that everything is in control of Almighty God. Then he said something else to him, because Moses was probably even then still a wee bit frightened. He said, "Now, Moses, take your hand and put it inside your cloak," or inside your coat, as we would say today. And then he said, "Now, Moses, take your hand out." When Moses took his hand out, he must have got an awful sinking feeling in his heart, because his hand had become like the hand of a leper. You know what leprosy is? It's that thing which turns a person's hand all white and then begins to eat away at their fingers and eat away at their whole hand. And when Moses took his hand out of his coat, he looked and he saw that he had a leper's hand. And as I say, surely his heart must have sunk. What was this that had happened to him? And then God said, "Now, Moses, put your hand back into your coat." He put it back into his coat, and then he said, "Now, draw your hand out again." And when he drew his hand out again, his hand was just as it had been before, and it was absolutely clean and all right, just as it had been before. "Now," said God to Moses, "these are signs that I am going to be with you, that I am going to take care of you, that I am going to deliver my people from the land of Egypt." And he says, "You go to Pharaoh and you show Pharaoh these things. And if Pharaoh won't believe you," he says, "then," Moses said, "God, I'll turn the very rivers of Egypt, the river Nile, I'll turn those rivers into blood." You know, boys and girls, Moses was still a wee bit anxious about going. In fact, he didn't really want to go at all. And he began to make excuses. And he said, "Well, God, you know, I'm not very good at speaking." "Well," said the Lord, "I'll take care of that as well. I'll send Aaron, your brother, with you. And he'll be your mouthpiece. He'll be your spokesman. He'll do a lot of the talking for you. And I'll tell Aaron to come out of the land of Egypt and meet you in the desert. And together then, you will both go forth to Pharaoh." So they went to Pharaoh, and they went into Pharaoh. We're not told how they were allowed into the presence of Pharaoh. Must have been a strange thing when Pharaoh's servant would have told them that there were two Israelites who wanted to see him. But anyway, they get in to see Pharaoh, and immediately, I'm sure Moses, well, he would have been strengthened by this time, and they both went into the presence of Pharaoh, and they said, "The Lord God of Israel says, let my people go, that they may worship me in the desert." My, they would have spoken that word with a great deal of authority, because they knew that God had said that he would be with them. But my, Pharaoh, you know, he didn't care anything about the Lord God of Israel. And he said to them, "Who is the Lord God of Israel that I should let this people go? I will not let them go." And he said to Moses and Aaron, "Get you back to your work. Get you back to your slavery and do all the work that I have commanded you to do." And the Bible tells us that Pharaoh made the work of the children of Israel even harder and harder every day, until the children of Israel then began to complain against Moses and Aaron. And they said, "Why did you ever go in? Why didn't you leave us alone? It was bad enough before you came, but it's 10 times worse for us even now." And dear old Moses must have been very, very saddened at the way the people acted. And so he went before God and he prayed before God and he said, "Oh Lord, help me with these people." And God then came again to Moses and he said, "Now Moses, you go back to Pharaoh. And I tell you that Pharaoh will be glad to let my people go when I have taken on to deal with him." And so they're to go back to Pharaoh once again, and then there begin all of those signs and wonders that God performed until the children of Israel were brought out of the land of Egypt, just as God had said he would do that. So next time we'll see how they go back to Pharaoh and all of those signs, all of those wonders that God then performs through Moses until the children of Israel are finally brought out of that land of Egypt for good.